want to have these big celebrations in the store as well and welcome our guests in and our customers because they're our family too. But we're also celebrating our associates because we have 31,000 associates that live and work in this community of Chicagoland, and they're all so proud.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. As we look out the window, you can see probably more than a few of the 188 locations for Jewel Osco. Some are younger than others in the, since I think 1899, right? So maybe 125 years celebrating that. And here to tell us all about it and how we can get in on the action is the Senior Director of Marketing for Jewel Osco, Tina Brown. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Wow. So this is big. You know, I think about this. Chicago is one of those cities that has so many traditions, a lot of pride, a love affair with the city and so many things that we associate it with it. But, you know, and as many things that are iconic, whether it's the, you know, the neighborhood or the food or the sports, I got to think that Jewel and sort of the grocery store relationship is something that's maybe more universal than almost anything else. I mean, everybody has to eat. It's something that all of us have in common. And Jewel and Jewel Osco has been that mainstay. And I don't think there's any person that's listening to us right now that hasn't been in a Jewel or spent a lot of times from the time they were a kid in a stroller till, you know, till grandparents, right? I mean, it's one of those relationships that's unmatched.
Yeah, you're right. You're spot on. I mean, 125 years is something that, you know, comes around once in a lifetime, and, and not many establishments can say that. And I love that you said, you know, the pride of Chicago, because we have so much pride in being a part of Chicago for 125 years. So we are so ecstatic to be celebrating our anniversary this year with all of Chicagoland. So, yeah, we're excited.
You think about what are the best appropriate, worthy ways to celebrate such a milestone, 125 years. You say once in a lifetime. I don't even know. It's a couple lifetimes, right? Not everybody gets to 125. I'll be lucky if I do, maybe you too. So some of the listeners, you know, they texted in. One of the things that they had suggested, I'm sure you've got some great ideas. I'm not sure if this is one of them, is that you roll back the prices to $18.99. for like the entire day. What do you think?
We've heard that a couple times. Yes. And you know, I would love that too. I'm a 100% Jewel shopper myself. So feeding a family of four, it would be nice. But while we're not doing that, we have so many amazing promotions and prices. We have some exclusive sponsors that are part of our 125th anniversary and some brands that have amazing pricing on them, on their products. So, you know, there's some pretty exciting different things in store between our 188 stores and then our huge events around Chicagoland.
Well, I was only kidding, Tina. You know, you get back and everything's like a dime or a nickel or something like that. And probably a lot of the products on the shelf, I'm probably the vast majority didn't even exist back when Jewel started. So let's talk a little bit about it. I know that there's going to be things happening in everybody's neighborhood stores, but you got a few major sort of marquee events that you guys are going to be doing.
Yep. So you're right. We start tomorrow by kicking off the celebration at our Kinsey and Desplaine store in Chicago, 370 North Desplaine store. And we are doing a big countdown. So basically we started this and we took a local artist, Lauren Asta, and we asked her to basically graffiti. And I hate to use the word graffiti because it's beautiful art, but our entire building, and we wrapped it with her beautiful artwork. Wow. So if you come to the store, you will see our entire building wrapped in this beautiful artwork that she did. And it has our beloved mascot JoJo worked into it as well. And we have a countdown clock into 125, and we'll do the official kickoff here in the parking lot at 125. And we have all kinds of prizes, contests, giveaways, surprise pop-ups with samples and freebies, and we will just be, you know, celebrating this monumental event, you know, 3-week event of this huge celebration. And that's really just to kick it off, and then we go into a few other really big events throughout Chicagoland.
You mentioned JoJo. Like, so JoJo's the mascot. Yes. I've got pictures of, you know, our daughter just went into seventh grade. I think she was like in fourth grade. I'm not sure how long. JoJo has not been around for 125 years, but he's been around long enough where we've got some TikTok videos with the kids dancing with JoJo a lot younger. And I guess JoJo's going to be, you know, going to the zoo. I'd be a little worried if I was JoJo that they may incorporate, you know, me into one of the exhibits at the zoo. I'm kind of like
JoJo's an animal lover, but don't worry. Yes, we are celebrating JoJo's, you're right, 7th birthday bash, the iconic Lincoln Park Zoo, and some of JoJo's friends will be there. So there will be other mascots from some of our staple Chicago teams there. Ooh. So JoJo will not be alone being, you know, amongst the animals and maybe end up as an exhibit there. So yeah, we are celebrating JoJo's birthday. We have, you know, all kinds of fun activities for kids, face painters, an inflatable obstacle course for the kids, and all kinds of just fun, kid-centric events and all day long. And then obviously we'll sing Happy Birthday to JoJo at 1:25.
Well, Tina, you mentioned the other mascots, and you think about a place like Jewel, and that's really what it is. It is a place that people go, but inside there are so many other flavors and stories and mascots and products and everything going on there. I don't know if you want to let the cat out of the bag or maybe if it's a surprise, but what other mascots are going to be there?
So we are a sponsor of all of the sports teams in Chicagoland. So some of our favorites, like Staley the Bear, will be there.
Wow.
And then like the Fire, the Sky, the Wolves, all of our buds over there, they're going to be there. So if you love skates, you'll see skates there. So we have a ton of fun mascots, and they'll be there to take pictures and sing happy birthday. And we have this really cool 3D art. This is letting the cat out of the bag, but it's a cake. And it's 3D art, and we'll have JoJo there to take pictures with the kiddos, and it will look like you are actually standing on top of a cake once the picture is taken.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty cool.
That's a lot of fun. And then you guys are doing some outside stuff too. You're going to be it's going to be the Jewel Osco Charity Beach Volleyball Classic. That's coming up as well.
Yep. We have that at North Ave Beach on September 5th. The fun part about this one is the athletes get to compete for the charity of their choice. So we'll have four different areas of competition, and then they'll have obviously four winners. And then each of those four winners, we will donate to the charity of their choice. So they're all playing for a really good cause. And there's going to be so much fun things going on at 360 photo booth. So if you're not a volleyball player, still just coming by and seeing the excitement, there's going to be some skydivers to kick off the event right onto the beach. So that'll be really fun. And just all kinds of great things going on. Not to mention, we have a food truck that'll be around Chicagoland. So this food truck will be at all of the events, handing out samples, and same with our street teams of our eight sponsors, our eight vendor sponsors.
Oh, that's awesome. And then I see too, you've got Yappy Hour at the Dock on Montrose, and that's September 7th. And of course, we'll have links up for all of this stuff at WGNRadio.com. But Pause Chicago, so many people, so many listeners, so many everybody's, right? You know, supporters of dogs and the dog rescue thing. What's going on with that?
So this one's a fun one. It's if you're a pet parent and you may not have children, your pet is your child. And we see how important these pets are to families. And so being a part of the community, pets are just like children. And so the Paws has a 5K, and we are going to be supporting their 5K. And then after the 5K at the Dock at Montrose, we're having a Yappy Hour where we'll have sand sculptures and dog treats and special giveaways. And then there's going to be a fall fashion show there for the dogs. And most importantly, we are donating back to Paws. So it's a great cause that we support, and we know that it's a part of the community is the pet community as well.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Jewel has a great selection of pet products, right? Lots of food toys and everything that you'd need there. And so those are some of the marquee events. We're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com for the regular stores, 188 stores. I know not all of them can activate to the same level, right? There's going to be some maybe more in one place than others. Is there just some general things that Jewel shoppers will be able to enjoy no matter what?
Yes. So every store is going to have something, whether it's a sampling, whether it's a player appearance, whether it's activation in the parking lot, something going on at their store within these 3 weeks. And we have a website that is www.jewelosco125.com, and you can pick your store and you can see what event is going on and what day and what time at your store. And the reason we wanted to do this is because we're celebrating the community, but we're also celebrating our associates, because we have 31,000 associates that live and work in this community of Chicagoland, and they're all so proud. So going back to the beginning when you said Chicago Pride, they're so proud to work. So we want to have these big celebrations in the store as well and welcome our guests in and our customers, because they're our family too.
Man, that is cool. Now, people think of Jewel, of course, they're all over the place, 188 of them, 125 years and all that stuff. But a lot of people identify with theirs in their community, and maybe they don't think of or go or visit the other Jewels. But I got to think for you, you know, Tina, that's a lot of work when you're thinking, let's do something at each one, like an event or some sort of appearance or activation at each one. That's a lot of work. How long were you guys working on this? Not 125 years, but probably. I mean, it's an undertaking.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been so fun. I would say we started the planning about 8 months ago. However, you know, it's really the grind time, the go time was the past 3 months. I have been joking around and saying we have been planning 188 bridal showers for our big weddings that are going on around Chicagoland. So it's been great.
I got to tell you, but then hats off for all of this. So this is not something that you needed to do. This could have been done with a press release. It didn't have to be all of these events to give back not only to the associates, but also to all of those customers. You know, you could have done it just with an announcement, right? But to be able to give back in a big way, I think, is a testament not only to just the longevity, the history, all of that stuff that goes with it, but just that presence, that family presence that you have here in the Chicagoland area. So I know as much as you are excited and appreciate everybody, I know that all of those shoppers will appreciate it as well. And I think only Jewel could do something like this. So appreciate all you guys are doing, Tina. We'll again have links up at WGNradio.com. Any kind of last thoughts, social media wise, ways to keep up with JoJo, things people can do?
Well, JoJo does have its own Instagram account, Jalasco_JoJo. But just if you go to the 125th website that I mentioned, that shows everything, big events, everything. But lastly, my last thought is we are thankful. We are thankful to be able to be here for 125 years, and we wouldn't be able to do it without our amazing associates and our amazing customers. So we want to say thank you and give back to the community as well, and appreciate you having me on today, Dane. I really do.
Senior Director of Marketing for Jalasco, earning it in a big way here with everything that she's doing, Tina Brown. Thanks so much for everything that you guys are doing. Thanks for Jewel. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. Have a good one.